Title: Lensman Orchestral Hit. Flip and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. Hi, welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, you'll learn a practical workflow for taking a Lensman-style orchestral hit, flipping it into playable variations, and arranging those flips into a drum and bass breakbeat context at 172 BPM. We'll move through sampling, slicing, pitch and flavor flips, time manipulation, layering, routing and arrangement placement so the orchestral hit functions as a musical, rhythmic tool that sits with fast breakbeats. Quick setup: set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Import high-quality orchestral hit WAV, your main breakbeat loop and your bass channel so you can check masking while you build. Create playable hits. Drag the orchestral hit into an empty MIDI track and use sampler for the main playable instrument. Set the root key to C3 and switch the filter off for now. Trim the sample start to 20 milliseconds if there's leading noise. Build a full stab patch in sampler, leave transpose at 0. Set the amp envelope for a quick attack. Attack 0.5 ms, decay between 700 and 1200 ms, sustain 0, release 6150 ms, tweak to taste for that Lensman feel. Add a low pass filter 24 dB with cutoff around 68 kHz and a small ENV amount so the top end blooms slightly at the attack. Insert a Q8 and high pass at 68 hHz to protect the low end. Add a light saturator drive to 4 dB, soft clip, and a glue compressor with a gentle 3:1 ratio and 2.4 dB gain reduction to glue dynamics. Make pitched variants. Duplicate the sampler track twice. On duplicate, a transpose minus 7 semitones. On duplicate, B transpose plus 5 semitones. Shorten the decay on these to 300-600 ms for snappier stabs. Detune each slightly, by plus or minus 2/16, and use utility to give a touch of stereo width. Keep the main stab centered and the pitched variants a little wider. Chop and flip rhythmically if you prefer pad slicing. Right-click the original audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, or drag the audio into session and slice from there. Use transient or 1/16 slice depending on the hit length. Pull 2 or 3 interesting slices into new simpler devices in classic mode for fast pitch and envelope edits. Program a rhythmic pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip at 1/16 resolution and program a rhythmic pattern that locks with your break. Hits on 1.1, a quick 30-second at 1.1.3, and a slightly off-grid hit at 1.2.2. Apply the break's groove from the groove pool so the hits share the same human feel. Use clip transpose automation or sampler pitch envelopes for micro pitch sweeps and motion. Reverse and pre-hit. Duplicate the original audio clip and reverse it. Trim so the reversed swell lands and ends exactly where the original attack would begin. Send it to hybrid reverb with a small size and longer decay, but keep dry/wet low, around 10-20%, so it's a gentle swell. Place this reversed pre-hit and 1/8 or 1/16 before the main stab to create anticipation. Automate dry/wet or the reverb's filter to vary the space. Pad and sustain layer. Create a sustain texture from the hit by loading it into simpler and enabling loop inside the body. Pitch it down an octave or two for weight. Low pass around 1.22 kHz and low cut at 9120 hz to avoid clashes with sub bass. Add light grain delay after saturator with small feedback and a 1/16 sync for shimmer. Group and glue group the full stab, pitched variants, chops, reversed pre-hits and pad into an Orch Hits bus. On the bus, use EQ8 to notch any boxy 200-400 hz buildup and high pass at 40-60 hz. Add a light saturator, a hybrid reverb with a small pre-delay, and a glue compressor with a fast attack around 2.4 ms, release 0.1-0.3 ms, aiming for 1.53 dB of gain reduction to bind the group. Sidechain and placement. Insert a compressor on the Orch Hits bus, and enable sidechain from your kick or a dedicated kick trigger. Use a 3:6:1 ratio, attack 0.3 ms, release 5120 ms, and set threshold for a subtle 2.5 dB duck so kick and snare cut through. For tighter musical ducking, you can draw a short click trigger and sidechain to that instead. Arrangement placement. Concrete patterns intro bars 1-8. Keep it sparse. Place a full hit on bar 1 and again on bar 5 so the stab establishes the theme while drums are filtered. Build bars 9-12. Add the reversed pre-hit before each primary stab and sprinkle pitched variants on bars 10 and 12. Drop/main bars 13-28. Program a 2-bar stab rhythm that alternates a full stab with chopped flams and sync it tightly to the breakbeat. Automate slight detune on the second repetition to maintain interest. Breakdown/bridge. strip drums back and use the sustained pad to carry the theme, reintroduce full stabs sparsely for punctuation. Automation and variation automate filter cutoff on the bus and individual hits for transitions, open slightly in choruses, close in verse. Automate glue compressor threshold for dynamic punch changes. For the reversed pre-hit, automate hybrid reverb dry slash wet so some pre-hits sit dry and others wash out for space. Resample flips route the Orch Hits bus to a new audio track and record a 4-bar performance including pitch and filter, automation. Resample at headroom around minus 6 dB. Slice the resample and convert it into a drum rack or instrument. This generates fresh flips to sprinkle through the arrangement. Final mix check solo and then unsolo the Orch Hits bus with bass and drums to check masking. Ensure nothing musical sits below 68 Hz on the hits. Use utility to mono low end on sustained layers. Check luffs and overall headroom before bouncing. Common mistakes to avoid: don't skip high pass filtering. Unfiltered hits clash with sub bass. Avoid long reverb tails on fast breakbeats or gates slash automate those tails. Prevent overlapping unprocessed transients. Use timing offsets, transient shaping, or tiny pitch to tune. Don't over-quantize. Apply your brakes groove or humanize notes. And don't over-compress the group bus. Aim for subtle glue, not flat limiting. Pro tips: use simpler classic for fast playable stabs and sampler when you need advanced modulation like key tracking or pitch envelopes. Save flipped versions as instrument racks and map macros for cutoff, reverb, and pitch so you can morph quickly. For precise ducking, create a dedicated duck trigger. Use hybrid reverb's early reflections for presence without long tails, and resample at minus 6 dB to keep headroom. When layering, check phase and use mid/side EQ to widen highs while keeping low-end mono. Mini practice exercise objective: build a 16-bar break at 172 BPM featuring 3 flips. 1. Load breakbeat and bass, set 172 BPM. 2. Import the hit and make a full stab in sampler with tilde 900 MSDK, a pitched stab transposed minus 7 semitones, a chop 2-bar pattern from slice to drum rack. 3. Group into Orch Hits bus, add EQ 8 HP at 60 Hz, light saturator and glue compressor for 2-3 dB reduction. 4. Arrange, bars 1-4, full stab on 1 and 3, reversed pre-hit on 3.4, bars 5-8, pitched stabs on 5.2 and 7.2, chops fill bar 6. Bars 9-12, main drop is a 2-bar chop loop with reverse pre-hit before every 1.1. Bars 13-16, breakdown to pad and one full hit on bar 16. 5. Add sidechain to let the kick punch through and export a quick stereo bounce to listen for masking. Recap: you've learned how to create playable stabs in sampler and simpler, slice and flip hits into rhythmic chops, make reversed pre-hits and sustained pads, group and process everything with live stock devices, EQ 8, saturator, glue compressor, hybrid reverb, grain delay, and arrange those elements so they interact with breakbeats without masking bass or drums. Use resampling, macros, and careful automation to lock in useful flips, then evolve them sparingly across your arrangement for maximum impact. That's it. Load your break, grab an orchestral hit, and start flipping. Keep experimenting and commit the tricks that work best to racks and samples so you can iterate fast. Good luck!